Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome to News and Views. I'm your host, Rob Schofield. On Tuesday of this past week, federal health officials announced a new, narrower 60-day moratorium on evictions that's designed to protect struggling renters in areas of the U.S. that have been hit hardest by soaring COVID-19 infection rates. The hope is that the new pause will give tenants time to access the billions of dollars in aid that the federal government has distributed to states and localities. Shortly after the new eviction ban was announced, I got a chance to discuss some of the details and what they could mean for vulnerable tenants in our state, and what additional actions would be helpful, with North Carolina Justice Center attorney Kate Woomer-Dieters. Note that we recorded our conversation prior to the filing of expected legal challenges that, absent congressional action, could jeopardize the moratorium.
Well, Kate Woomer-Dieters, welcome back to News and Views. Good to have you back with us.
Thank you for having me.
So as we record this conversation, we are in the midst of more discussion of the eviction crisis that confronts our country. We know for a fact that huge numbers of Americans, despite the fact that the economy has gotten going for a lot of folks. Last report I saw a couple months back in North Carolina was that as many as 70% of renters in North Carolina can't make their rent payments. So we know there's a big crisis going on. There was an eviction moratorium that expired at the end of July, but now we've had a new effort by the Centers for Disease Control to issue a new, more limited moratorium. What can you tell us about it, at least as we record this? What's going on with that new moratorium?
Well, you know, we're all digesting this news as well. The moratorium just came out last night, and it appears to be largely the same as the old moratorium, largely that it affects people who are behind on their rent, who've had some sort of decrease in their income or extraordinary costs due to COVID-19, and who cannot make their full rent payment. It also requires people to make efforts to obtain government assistance to help pay that rent in order to qualify for the moratorium. And it requires tenants to deliver a copy of the declaration saying that they're eligible for this moratorium to their landlord. So the tenant has to take action in order to qualify for the moratorium. It's not automatic. The only difference we see between the old moratorium and the new one is that the new one only applies in counties that have high or substantial transmission of COVID. And there's a map on the CDC website, and hopefully folks can find that easily on many news sources, have it available, that shows you which counties it is. In North Carolina, we understand that 96 out of the 100 counties, nearly every county except for some parts of northeastern North Carolina, have high or substantial transmission of COVID. So it applies to basically all renters, almost all renters in North Carolina.
So to reiterate, though, it's not like once this is issued, there won't be any more evictions that people try. Landlords will still have the right to try to seek evictions, and tenants are going to bear some burden. If you want to take advantage of this moratorium, you're going to have to speak up for yourself a little bit.
Yeah, it's never been prohibited throughout this whole kind of period for landlords to go ahead and file that eviction against any tenant they wish. But the tenant has to step forward and take action to say, I'm eligible for this moratorium, and here's my signed declaration showing that I'm eligible.
Now, we know that one of the real important reasons that it would be good to have an eviction moratorium remain in place, we know, for instance, we don't want tens of thousands of North Carolinians being kicked out in the street right now, especially as the Delta variant spreads, and we don't want huge groups of people compacting into small spaces. So we know that's important. But another reason the moratorium is important is because it would give a chance for us to get some money out to people to help make the landlords whole, get people caught up on the rent. And there's some money to do that, right?
Absolutely. It's important for people to understand that the rental relief money that's out there is still available. There's millions of dollars left to assist tenants here in North Carolina, and people can apply for that. And that didn't change with this recent news from last night about the moratorium. That rental relief money has been available for several months now, and it's still available. So we would really encourage people to check out hope.nc.gov, which is the website where you can go and learn about the rental relief money and to apply. And we hope that this moratorium gives people a few more weeks or months, depending on how long it lasts, to go and try to apply for that money. And, you know, we do view that money as a win-win for landlords and tenants, because landlords get their rent paid, back rent paid, money in their pocket, and tenants get some more stability to stay in their homes and not have to go out and double up with friends or family in crowded situations.
Again, that program is known as the Housing Opportunities and Prevention of Evictions Program, HOPE for short, HOPE, H-O-P-E, and you can find them at hope.nc.gov. Now, we know that that program applies in most counties in North Carolina, right, Kate? But if you happen to live in a larger county, they may have a county-specific program to help people who are in need of assistance?
That's right. The HOPE program applies in 88 counties in North Carolina, and it's 88 counties that are smaller, have lower population, the more rural counties. The 12 large urban counties like Wake, Mecklenburg, Durham, and those counties have their own county programs, but you can find information and links to all of those programs in all 100 counties at hope.nc.gov. So if you're not sure which county, if you have a county program or the HOPE program, just go to hope.nc.gov and it will lead you through some questions to figure out which program you should apply for.
And Kate, you're an attorney who's worked with low-income people for many, many years in North Carolina. It's your impression this thing really works, right? This program is actually making a difference for the people who've been able to access it?
The HOPE program and the moratorium, yes. I mean, we certainly had clients that were benefited by both the rental relief programs and the moratorium. You know, at the end of the day, the rental relief program, the moratorium is great, but the rental relief program is really what everybody needs, right? We need landlords to be able to stay afloat with money in their pocket, and we need tenants to be able to pay that rent.
One thing that probably a lot of people in North Carolina aren't fully aware of is landlord-tenant law. Most people wouldn't expect to know landlord-tenant law very well, but there's some basic points of advice you could probably provide to people about what their rights are. A lot of people might be under the illusion they get a notice from their landlord saying, you're out, or they lock you out of the apartment. You're out of luck. But that's not the case. There are some rights that tenants have when it comes to their leases.
That's correct. So tenants should definitely know that there is no such thing as an eviction in North Carolina without a court process. And so just because your landlord tells you verbally that you need to leave by a certain date, or gives you a letter or posts a sign on your door telling you to leave, those are not formal evictions. That's fine as a way to give the tenant notice that you're moving in that direction, and it's required sometimes, but it is not an eviction. You do not have to leave your apartment or your home or your mobile home unless you have had a court process and a judge has ordered you to leave. After the judge has ordered you to leave, there's an additional 10 days in which you have the right to appeal that process to a higher court if you think something was not correct or not fair about the lower decision. And then after that 10 days, sheriff will come out and give you notice of the day and time you have to leave. So you do not have to leave your house, your apartment, no matter what the landlord says, until you have had a court decision. The judge has ruled that you have lost the case. Your 10-day period has passed, and the sheriff has come out and told you the day and time you have to leave.
So as a practical matter, that could take a few weeks for that actually to play out.
Yes. Normally in North Carolina, I would say the fastest that process can happen from the very first moment you receive court papers until the day the sheriff tells you to leave would be approximately 3 weeks. But it's very common for that process to take 4 to even 6 weeks. Obviously, with the moratorium, we have seen cases that have dragged out for months and months, but a typical process takes a number of weeks and does give the tenant at least a little bit of time to try to find another situation or another place to go if they don't have any way to win the case.
Your advice to tenants would also be to try to work with your landlords. A lot of landlords obviously do want to hold on to their tenants. They would benefit from this HOPE program and getting paid. And so there is an advantage in many instances to tenants not just pretending like they don't hear what's happening. They need to speak up, read the notices that are on their door, perhaps, and engage with the landlord to try to work something out.
Yeah, we would definitely encourage people to talk to their landlord. Some tenants that we know are working on applying for the rental relief money, but haven't told their landlord. And so the landlord might not know that you're making these efforts to get the money. Some tenants have experienced delays with the rental relief program. So explain those delays to your landlord and let them know that you're making all your best efforts to try to get the rent paid. A lot of landlords that we've seen are happy to accept that rental relief money and to work with the tenants and to dismiss cases as soon as the money comes in.
So bottom line message, this is a tough time right now for a lot of tenants in our state, but there may be some solutions for them that can allow them and their families to stay in their homes. They should go to hope.nc.gov. They might actually try to contact, I guess, a legal aid lawyer or another advocate. They're under a lot of stress right now, a lot of demand for their services, but you may also be able to get some services there if you're a person of low income who's facing eviction.
Yeah, I mean, we would definitely recommend for people to go seek legal help if they can do that. Legal Aid of North Carolina is our main program across the state, but there are several other programs in the Triangle, in Charlotte, in Asheville. The legal services programs, as you mentioned, Rob, are very overwhelmed right now with the number of calls they're receiving, but it's always worth a try to call them, especially if you receive court papers that you have a court date. Or even if you're in your 10 days after your court date, you have an opportunity to still appeal, and it's not too late to call a lawyer at that time. But even if you don't have a lawyer, we still recommend people to go to court, talk to the judge about your situation, tell them that you've made efforts to apply for rental relief, tell them you're eligible for the CDC moratorium. And again, it's required for everybody to sign a declaration if they think they're eligible for the CDC moratorium and give a copy of that to their landlord.
Kate Woomer-Dieters is a senior attorney at the North Carolina Justice Center. Kate, thanks so much for sharing this information. We'll talk again later this year, hopefully with some better news on the affordable housing front.
All right. Thank you.
Coming up next, how bad is the Delta variant of the coronavirus, and what does it mean for the fight to return to normal life? We'll hear from a pair of Duke University experts. Don't go away.